Yo, hello, can you hear me?
Hi, what's up?
What's up, man?
Okay, introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Okay. My name is Jay Presto. I'm an upcoming music artist. I'm based in the UK at the moment. Right now, I make beats on SoundCloud. I've got some music on Apple Music that I'm working on to make public. Spotify, I'm looking into. I do a lot of genres. Like at the moment, I'm focusing mainly on lo-fi because I like the sounds in that trap, everything basically. And my main goal for music is to like, well. Make it big, obviously that's everyone's dream, but
Yes.
I just want to, have my message be heard to other people, you know what I'm saying? I make them feel some sort of way from listening to my track, my music.
Correct. Now, I first heard your first song. It was Lost in Melody.
Yeah, man, yeah.
And I liked Lost in Melody. And then I heard two other songs from you, City Lights, and we had City Lights, we had Lost in Melody, and we
Soul
had
searching, soul searching,
Soul
soul searching.
Searching.
Yeah.
Soul Searching was different for me because there was a section where you did something interesting. You used like the turning of a channel or like the knob or
Yeah,
something like that.
like the amplifier sound, like when you plug in like an amplifier on the electric guitar and it makes that na-na-na-na noise.
I
Yeah, that
really I
noise.
really like I really like that sound because it brought me back. It's amazing how just a little sound can trigger a lot of memories also, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's my main goal, man. That's crazy though.
Now,
That's crazy what music can do to your brain, isn't it, really?
correct. Now, talk about how long creating music and what got you started and what
Okay, we're going.
really sparked it for you? Like, what earliest memory do you
Shit.
have that made you say, I like music and I'm going to do music?
Think that okay. So the farthest back I can remember is probably well in school. I did little things. I don't know what you guys call it. It's like primary school class, isn't it? So like age 4 to 11 or something like that. I used to do like school plays, but I was always too nervous. But I always had that thing, something that I wanted to like. I want to be a dancer as well. I love dancing. I loved all that type of stuff. I think it was. You know what? For me, I think it was Happy Feet. You know the film Happy Feet with the penguin.
See the
The film Happy Feet with the penguin. Yeah, and he's like tapping around and stuff. Yeah, I know. Like the feeling I got from that, I just wanted to fuck. I want to do all that type of shit, man. But the music for me, really, I've been making music all my life, really. Whether it be day to day tasks or it's just, I don't know, the way it made me feel was just like, it got to a stage where it's like, I want to make this sound. I want to make this sound. Make my own type of art and sounds like this to make other people feel the way I did. Because I don't know, XXXTentacion, right?
Repeat that one. Which one?
XXXTentacion.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So basically, a good example of like the feeling is basically I was sad at one time. I was going through a lot of depression or stuff like that, and one of his tracks. I was playing one of his songs. I think it was. I don't know what it was. I can't remember off the top of my head, and the feeling that gave me was sort of like uplifting feeling. It was like, you know what, you ain't fucking, you know, where you think you are, you know, and all this, and it really did bring me out of that rut. A lot of other music as well, John Bellion as well, John Bellion's music,
yeah,
by John Bellion, called Hand of God. That song's basically about, you know, when your life's going shit and that, your life's in the hand of God, and if you're not,
yeah,
it's a metaphor for other stuff as well. Just all around inspirations, you know, a lot of things, bro. Like, I like to dance and all that, like I said, but it's just a lot of things like that inspired me.
And so did you get any formal training? Like, did you go to school for music, or you just did it by yourself?
No, well, at school I never did any like digital producing stuff. It was always like, the teachers would teach me stuff, like irrelevant stuff, like. But I wanted to be like on the front doing piano and stuff. Cause I picked up piano from school, and I really did like piano. I got my first piano when I was 11, actually 11. Nah, I'm a bit older than that, about 14. And yeah, I used to play piano and stuff. But yeah, I never really did.
You know, good.
Learn it in school. I just at home I'd see it and I'd be like, I think I started. What did I start with? I started with something, man. I can't remember what I started with, but it was all just purely stemmed from piano, having a piano. You know, them digital ones that you used to get to play all the different demos. Yeah, them ones. And I just played around with that for a couple of years, and then I got a computer for Christmas. I think it was 2016 maybe.
And yeah, okay, so not too long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago, man. 4 years ago, yeah. I'm 20 now, isn't it? So yeah, when I was 16, something like that. Yeah, 16, 17. But yeah, I seen other people that the main inspiration here was John Bellion, because he does videos right on YouTube. He does backstage and how his creating process and that, and how we just do it, and it just all just took off from there. Just seeing other influences and that, and all that stuff, and the sounds and the way it makes you feel, man, it's just crazy. Yeah, I'm getting off track here.
No. This is all interesting. It's good. It's pretty good right now. And you have those three songs. You have more stuff. Do you have more projects you work on? Or
yeah, I have a song called throughout my whole life, I got diagnosed with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, when I was 7, and I couldn't really think straight in that, and it was all like, I don't know, I could think straight, but I'd always get distracted by stuff, and like, you know, you hear all these, like, at the back of the class and all this stuff, like, some people real stuff, some people are in because they glorify that, but yeah, I'd be in school, I'd have this coloring book at the back of my class, and the teacher, she'd had enough of me being an idiot. And quote, disrupting the lesson, she'd send me to the back and I'd just colour in and stuff like that. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying, I've got a song, it's a track and it's a little bit of everything, and it really portrays ADHD and that, and it's called JPHD, that's coming out soon.
Okay.
It's pretty much just ADHD and my name into one, you know. But
that's very, very
It's just that I think the thing with music is you just gotta be real with it. You can't be fake, because you won't make the right. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta put your mind into it.
Yeah, you're not gonna be really expressing yourself, and you're not gonna be really yourself if you don't know what you're expressing and what you're creating.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. That's exactly it. Like, I don't know if you know what. Or the listeners or whatever who play piano or something, or play an instrument, the feeling when you're right into it, it's the same with working out as well. When you hit that zone of, like, not blacking out, but you're at this level and you just sort of zone out,
you know. It's so funny that you said that. It's really funny that you said that, because I'm not sure if you saw the movie Soul, the Disney movie Soul.
Yeah. I was about to say that. I was thinking of that. That's literally it. That zone, the zone, the purple thing when he's going up, and yeah, man. Shit, yeah. That's exactly it. Boom. bang on the money there.
That's what I saw. That's why, to be honest with you, like, and it's funny because it's not only music is one of the sparks, but then after the music, it translate into other things. So you can do other things that can really excite you, and you can go into your zone, like this right here. What we're doing right now, you know. This is the new Distro podcast, and you're gonna be up and coming. You're right now, and I see the work that you're doing. The work that you're doing is good, and you have to tell the people again. You have to tell the people again what is your SoundCloud, what is your way of communicating with you, all your social medias, any way you want them to know. You gotta let them know.
Okay, so let me just get my Twitter just to double check it. I know what it is, but okay, there it is. My Twitter is jpresto, but that O at the end is a zero. It's JPRESTO. It's the same on my Instagram, but with an underscore, I believe. My SoundCloud, if you just type in, usually just type in J.Presto or jpresto lost in a melody, it should come up on my page. That's a little purple laptop looking retro thing. And you find all my tracks on there. I've got stuff coming out soon, man. I'm happy. Like, these numbers I'm seeing here, I know it's not a lot yet. Like, it ain't like no 2,000, 3,000, 10 million. But 245 I'm looking at right now, and that's 245 people. Imagine that in a room, bro. Like, imagine them people, like, that's gone through their ears and into their brain and they processed my sound. And I wonder how that's impacted them.
And that's the impression, and that's the test of what the work you've been doing and what work you're going through. So, like, even though those numbers might be those numbers, but you gotta remember those numbers are your numbers. Same thing like whenever I release a project, I realize that I might not have the high numbers. We all want the high numbers, of course, but if you just get you get one person and more, you're gonna be in a good path, because it always starts with one. You understand?
You're never gonna
get the high numbers right away first. You have to be really either talented or have to have a good marketing plan, strategy thing, you know, tactics, stuff like that. But
you gotta want, like, this is my dream, right? And you gotta want your dream as much as you want to breathe, man.
It's a marathon.
That's how your mindset's got built.
It is definitely a marathon. We're running this race, but you know, sometimes you could walk, sometimes you could run fast, and other times you might down and like
just hurdles for a bit.
Yeah. However, you're gonna still be able to. We still gotta be able to keep going. But you know what? When you're creative and you into what you're doing, no matter how tired you are, you're still gonna do it anyway. Cause
trust me,
it's a little. I'm not gonna say it's annoying, but it's something that keeps on telling you you have to do another one.
It's that drive that you got for your passion. It's your passion. Everyone's born with a passion, and everyone's born with a gift.
You're literally as good as your last project.
Damn.
You know, so every time you do a project, you have to keep on. You let the project breathe and stuff like that. You know, of course. You still have to keep on creating.
Yeah, like right now, what I do is my process is, let me think in before my track Lost in the Melody. So what I was sort of like, I wasn't doing anything. I was sort of like, you know, just letting days go by. And then like, I meditated, I did a deep meditation, and I sort of found myself. If you guys know about that, then, meditation is great. Anyway, so before that, it's like I woke up and so my eyes had been stretched open. And I'd seen what I need to do, and I made this track with my heart and my soul, and I know it's not vocals and stuff, but like the sounds portray my mind at the time, and, you know, stuff like that. But anyway, back to the process. I get distracted so easy.
No.
I'm not off a track and all this stuff, but what was I saying? Oh yeah, and after this one, what I'm doing is I'm promoting this one as much as I can until I think, right, okay, this is at a good number. I know I can release the next one, and I've got a track lined up for when that.
And what do you want to promote again? What do you want to? What song you want to make sure everyone knows about?
Lost in a Melody, man. Because at the beginning of the song is really the, you know, the bit that you need to. It goes like. It's a guy talking to his son, and he's like,
yes.
You wanna achieve something, basically. You just gotta go for it.
That's yes.
That's behind it. And sometimes you know this song hopefully makes you, you know. I don't know why I called it Lost in the Melody. It sort of just came to me. It can mean a lot of things, really. Lost in the Melody. The melody could be, you know, day to day life. The melody could be fucking.
Right.
The melody could be school, work. But in this case, I'm lost in the melody because the melody's my, you know what I'm saying, the drive and the passion. And that's my melody, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you listened to the whole track, but did you know at the end when it said, every night 2,000 people watch me? Did you hear that bit?
Yeah, yes, I did. All right,
so that means, basically, I don't know if you caught it, but... Okay, so every night, all right, so every night you're dreaming, aren't you, right, essentially? And my dream is to have more than 2,000 people watch me. So that's my take on it. But for another listener, that could mean anything. Like, you know, 2,000 people watching me, you know, that could be paranoia, that could go into mental health, you know, that could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
People saying stuff about you, you know, 2,000 people saying this about me.
Yes.
In reality, it could be just one person for that person, but it feels like 2,000 people. You know, it's a lot of different interpretations you can get from it. But that's the beauty of it, man. Like, everyone's ears are different.
Yeah, because
we just try to make a track that suits everyone's ears.
And so far, you're doing. I think you're doing a great job, and just you have to continue just doing the process, whatever process you're doing it. It's your creative outlook, and if it's working. Keep on working on it and keep on growing within it. You understand?
Yeah, man. That goes for everything. Everyone who's listening to this shit, you know, if you get knocked down, you know, you hear that common stuff, get back up. But I'm not trying, you know. Like, life gives you shit sometimes, man. But you got, with that shit, you got to get it in your hand and you got to turn it into dust, man. Gold dust. And you got to sprinkle that dust over your head and you got to turn into an angel and fly.
Yeah. I like the way you colorfully described it.
Yeah, man. But I mean, you got it, man. It's like when you open a book. Yeah, you don't just open a book to read the first page, do you?
No.
You open a book to finish and keep reading and keep reading because you want to know what's going on. And everyone has a book, man.
You're right.
You know, everyone has a book.
I like that.
Some people's books never end. Some people think they ended, but in reality, they just go into the next chapter, but they don't know it yet. Just like authors, man, they don't know what they're going to write. They just write it, close the book up, sell it.
And you know, that's a great way of we can just put it all together and come down to understanding that even though the book is going to be written and you're gonna have that urge to write it and read it, you know, at some point you're gonna have to let the book breathe, or you might have to just close the book for that moment and put it on a shelf, you know.
Now when it's like, say if you're writing your own book, for example, right, within you, right, you're writing your own story, you're writing your own life story, sometimes a pen runs out. What are you gonna do? You're just gonna throw the pen away and stop writing your book? No, you're gonna get a new pen, man. Whether that takes you going somewhere to find that new pen and finding yourself to write the rest of that book. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You can't give up.
I like you. I like you saying that. So with that being said, we're about to wrap it up because we pretty much have a lot. And one more time, you can just let everyone know where they can contact you, all your social medias and your SoundCloud one more time. And so we can know more about you, for everybody who want to know more about you.
Okay, man. To all the people that do want to, my Twitter again is JPRESTZERO, JPresto. Presto's the name, display name on there. I've got a purple, it's just purple, a brighter, catchy eye, and then I've got a YouTube channel. I've only just started that, so it's only got minimal views on that. I'm looking to post further on that. My SoundCloud is, I'm not going to say the whole link because I'll be sat here for hours, but it's J.Presto. And just type in Lost in a Melody, LOSTINAMELODY, and you'll find it there. You'll find all my songs, all my tracks there. Follow me if you wanna. If you don't, then it's cool. I don't mind.
All right. No, I think people are gonna follow you because you're on your way to do things. You know.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the words, man. That means a lot.
No problem. Thank you for doing it. I want to thank all the listeners. This is another episode of the New Distro Podcast, and I was with one of our great illustrious guests, Mr. Jay Presto. Be on the lookout for him, and we're going to see you on next episode. All right, people, everyone have a good one. You have a good one, Jay Presto.
And you, bro. Peace out, everyone.
4-3.